Hello, and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. I thank God that we're able to start our day together in prayer. Today is Thursday. We are living in ordinary time. And today we continue our reading of Mark's Gospel. And as we do, we'll try to pay attention to what Jesus says and does so that we can learn from him. And now we begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. You have been born anew through the abiding word of God. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 1. He left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, prophets are not without honor except in their hometown and among their own kin, and in their own house. And he could do no deeds of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. I wonder, does God answer a prayer that is never prayed? What do you think? I think that God does answer unspoken prayers all the time. The problem is, of course, that it is very difficult to notice what God gives if we're not looking to receive it. And it is impossible to receive a gift from God if we do not trust that what we are receiving truly did come by the grace and mercy of our God. If we have no faith, the rain is just rain, the sun is just the sun, and our daily bread is just a bunch of flour, water, salt, and some kind of sweetener baked together. The kingdom of God does come to the town of Nazareth. One day in their synagogue, the Messiah revealed to them the secret of the kingdom of God as he opened up the scriptures and taught them how scripture speaks of him. In that moment, the prayers not only of this town right there gathered there, but actually the prayers of generations of devout and faithful citizens from Nazareth received the answer. They receive God's answer to the cries of their heart and what they have been waiting and hoping and longing for all these years. But they cannot receive it because they cannot see what's past, what's in front of them. They see a carpenter, they see Mary and Joseph's son, they see the brother of somebody, of people that are in their town. They see with their eyes, and they judge by their appearance and by what they remember about a little boy or a young man. But if they saw with faith, and if they judged according to the Spirit, if they saw with faith the deeds that were done and they listened with the ears of the Spirit to the wisdom that he preached or taught, then they would have realized the gift that they had received in the presence of the Messiah. And because they cannot believe, because they have no faith, the power of the kingdom of God remains hidden from them. Do not be too harsh on the people of Nazareth, though. This kind of thing happens to us, too. We fail to see or acknowledge God's presence right here in our midst. We fail to see or acknowledge the Spirit at work in the lives of ordinary people around us, people that we may be too familiar with to think that God ever does anything through. Or we fear the rejection of others so much that we fail to invite them into the work of God's kingdom by sharing the good news about Jesus and the hope that he has given us. We keep that hidden to ourselves, afraid that people will not see or believe and somehow turn us away. But if we lack the faith to see Jesus heal what's broken and reconcile what's divided, how can we ever hope that this will be accomplished among us? It doesn't have to be like this. Each and every morning we pray that God would be active in some broad ways. And as we pray today in just a few minutes, let's make note maybe of one of those broad categories and then keep our eyes open to see God at work in this area or through people that we may know but have never thought of in this way. The kingdom of God has come near to us. The Spirit of God has gone out into the earth. It dwells within us and among us. Let us see how God is answering prayers, even the prayers that the people around us never thought to ask. Amen. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, and you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the sun, for the rain, for gentle breezes that blow. We thank you for the new creation in Christ and for all gifts of healing and forgiveness. We thank you for gifts of relationship with others and for the communion of faith in your church. For what else are we thankful? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all your children and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who govern the nations of the world, for people in countries ravaged by strife or warfare, for those who are sick, for those who are afflicted, for those who are bereaved, for all who work to bring healing, comfort, and to care, mercy and kindness, for all who work to bring peace and international harmony, for all who are striving to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land, and for eyes to see you at work in each and all of these areas, answering the prayers we pray each and every day. Almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome in adversity. And all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage, hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted. Honor all people, love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.